Speaking of fancy technology, we have a new 15-second debunk.
Mm-hmm.
This is number 6. And it's a long one. Joel Meyer puts these together.
The longest
Joel and 15
Eric
seconds.
And Eric Hananoki. So this is our 15-second debunk. And it's a very, very popular feature. And you got to listen closely to this one. It has a cliffhanger ending. Just before you go, it starts with the president answering the question, are we... Well, it doesn't start with that, but I think you'll follow this easily. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Axe Body Spray presents the 15-second debunk college comedy tour. With special guest Dane Sheffield. Now, here's your opening act, Dane Sheffield.
Did you all hear about the midterm elections? Yeah, apparently it's a historic moment as Nancy Pelosi will be the first woman Speaker of the House. Her first order of business? Dinner! Anybody here vote? How about all that rain on election day? Really depressed the turnout in some places, especially in Wichita. Wichita.
Hey, get off the stage.
Because witches don't like rain?
Dude, you suck. You suck.
Hey, hear that Harry Reid is going to be the Senate Majority Leader. The Senate Minority Leader? Harry Butts. Did you hear about the big North Face jacket recall? Apparently all the North Face jackets were facing south.
He wants to go. He wants
to go. All right. Here he is, folks. The 15-second debunk.
Yeah, you got to play the debunk?
You read what it says.
Oh, here's President Bush responding to the question, are we winning, during an October 25th, 2006 press conference.
Absolutely, we're winning.
Okay, and here's Secretary of Defense nominee Robert Gates responding to the same question, which was asked by Senator Carl Levin.
Mr. Gates, do you believe that we are currently winning in Iraq?
No, sir.
Later that night, backstage, another great show. Oh, taking off makeup. I'm taking off my tie.
Mr. DeBunk, great show.
Thanks, kid.
Say, you really killed tonight, Mr. DeBunk.
You're too kind, Bobby. Too kind.
DeBunk, I really enjoy your comedy.
Oh, my. Your jokes were out of this world.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Star Trek's George Takei? What are you doing here? Together. Whatever. I'll see you at the club later tonight. I love showbiz. Showbiz loves me. Hello. Are you a fan of the 15-second debunk? What can I do for you? Oh, you have something for me. Well, okay, I don't normally accept gifts, but... oh, my. You can't do this. No, showbiz needs the 15-second debunk. Duck, jump. You missed. It takes a lot more than bullets to kill the 15... Mama!
It's your sugar plum. I'm not wearing any... Oh, sweet Jesus!
Who shot the 15-second debunk? Will he live to debunk again? And will debunk's girl Friday seduce the handsome gunshot trauma specialist at the hospital? All on the next 15-second debunk!
Okay, 15-second debunks. I think that was the longest. That was,
We're going to try to do a three-hour-long 15-second debunk next week.
While I'm in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Meyer, of course, played Mr. 15-second debunk.
Played a variety of roles.
Variety of roles, and again, the what did I call it? I called them Not Ready for Noon to Three Players, but here it's 11 to 2, so I had a different name. Not Ready for Talk Radio Player?
I forget. I don't know. They seem pretty ready to me.
Joel Meyer, Miranda Wilson, Andy Barr, Jim Norton. Oh, Andy, you suck number one.
Yeah.
Eric
Canada. Straight on my IMDb.
Yeah, you can look it up on IMDb.